In the parable from Luke 18, which Jean read for you, Jesus tells of two different styles of prayer. One boastful of his own virtues, and the other acknowledging his own sinfulness and asking for God's mercy. And Jesus sums up the parable by asking, which of the two went back home justified? Pride versus humility. There is a danger in pride and self-righteousness, such as was illustrated by the prayer of the Pharisee. He sees himself as good because he believes he's following all the rules. He's following the letter of the law exactly. But the danger is in not seeing that you need God's mercy. And therefore, you may be failing to serve God in ways that please him. The Pharisee loudly proclaims his own virtues to gain the admiration of other people. And he is putting down the tax collector so that he can show how much higher than them he is, or he believes himself to be. Now, tax collectors in Jesus' day were seen as being crooked. They were regarded as lowlifes, as the bad guys, as sinners. So Jesus, using as an example in his parable a tax collector, to show how to pray with a humble heart and be justified before God, was probably quite shocking to those who heard it. And it was shocking even more because it was in contrast to a Pharisee. A Pharisee, one devoted to the most scrupulous fulfillment of the law, as explained by the scribes. One so highly regarded, being made in Jesus' parable to look like the one who's not doing right by God, and one who is regarded as the worst type of sinner, being lifted up as an example of how to pray and be humble before God. The tax collector in the parable recognizes his own sinfulness and comes to the temple to pray, knowing he needs God's mercy. He is humble, asking God to forgive his sins and have mercy on him. In Paul's second letter to Timothy, it sounds at first as though Paul is bragging about himself. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. But it is not the same type of boastfulness as was illustrated in the Pharisee of Jesus' parable. Paul is bragging of all that God has done for him and how he was an instrument of God to bring good news to the Gentiles and all who came to believe in Jesus through the words that he was given the strength to share, even though his words got him into prison, because the rulers of the day felt threatened by the power of the followers of Jesus. Being faithful to God is sometimes difficult. Following Jesus does not mean you will have it easy. There will be times when you must endure suffering. But keep the faith. God will give you the strength to get through it. There is laid up for you the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award you on that day, you who have loved his appearing. But pray with a humble heart. Not one of us is perfect. We are all sinners. We sometimes sin by what we do, and often we sin by what we fail to do. We all need God's mercy. But the good news is, God is merciful. If we think that we can do everything ourselves and that we are righteous by our own accomplishments, we fail to recognize how much we need to faithfully rely on God. And we cannot see all people as our equal brothers and sisters, fellow children of the same God. Self-righteousness builds a barrier between a person and God. For through the wall of self-righteousness, we are unable to see all of the good that God can accomplish in our lives, if only we would acknowledge how much we need God's grace and mercy. It takes a lot of strength to be humble. We don't like to admit when we're wrong. But when we humbly confess our sins before God, we tear down the wall of pride, and we are open to receiving the grace, mercy, strength from God, as well as a peace that passes all understanding. So let your boasting be of that which God has done for you in Jesus Christ, through whom you are strengthened to do all things. Go out and proclaim by your words and your works the love and power of God through the strength of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.